弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
老花镜还是要准备好。
I have to prepare my glasses.
刚才宋辉弟兄带我们读了马可福音马太福音28章。你刚才说马可是因为在报告的地方我看到说我们那个报告的地方写的是马可福音的内容。要感谢主啊，我们今天要分享马太福音28章。
We are prepared to share Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 28.
那我们分享是16节到20节。
And we're going to share verses 16 to 20.
虽然刚才读过两节，但是我想说，我们还是开始的时候，我再把这段圣经给大家再读一遍。
Even though we have warmed up and just read two verses, I want to read all of these verses again.
好，马太福音28章16节。11个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 16 through 20. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Okay, 那我们还是一个简短的祷告。
Let's start with a simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话再次放在主的手中。
Lord, once again, we place these words into your hand.
求主你吹气在上面。
Lord, may you breathe life into them.
愿你赐智慧与启示的灵在我们中间。
May you give us the spirit of revelation and understanding.
让我们说的能够说得明白。
So that the one who's speaking can speak clearly.
听的能够听得清楚。
So that those who are listening can understand.
我们众人都能够起来遵行。
And that all of us can stand up to follow you.
谢谢主，祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.Amen.
上个主日呢，英奎弟兄在这里头跟大家一起分享了那个主的受难与复活。
Last Sunday, Brother Paul shared with us the crucifixion and resurrection of Lord Jesus.
那我们刚才读的这段经文呢，是主耶稣复活以后向门徒显现，在他升天之前向门徒所做的交代。
And the passage that we just read is after Lord Jesus' resurrection and the instructions that he gave to his disciples.
他要门徒呢，将福音传到世界各地，就是我们常说的大使命。
And this is the great commission that we often refer to where he asked his disciples to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
主说你们要往普天下去，把福音传给众民听。
The Lord said, go into the world and preach the good news to all nations.
有人说那个大使命呢，是父神的心意。
Some people say that the Great Commission is the will of the Father.
那在旧约，在新约里头，神呢，多次的表明他要拯救人的心意。
In the Old and the New Testament, God has revealed multiple times his will to save the mankind.
他不愿一人沉沦，愿人人得救。
He does not want men to perish, but want all men to be saved.
所以我们的主耶稣在升天前呢，向门徒颁布了大使命，让门徒呢继续传扬神的福音。
So before our Lord resurrected, he entrusted the great commission to his disciples to instruct them to spread the gospel.
那感谢神呢，在历世历代呢，他都兴起了许多的传福音的人，把神的福音传播开来。
And we thank our Lord that throughout the generations, He's always raised up missionaries to preach His gospel.
从1807年呢，有很多西方的传教士来到中国，把福音呢也带进了中国。
And starting in 1807, the Lord had also brought the gospel to China.
那两百多年呢，我们有许多的中国人呢，就因着这样的得救，享受主的救恩。
And for over the past 200 years, many Chinese people have been saved and been able to enjoy God's salvation.
那我们也有一些弟兄跟我们做见证，他们的长辈、属灵的长辈呢，都是那个时候传道士所结的果子。
And we have brothers and sisters who testify to us that their spiritual elders are those people at that time, from that time.
那我们大家都很熟悉的尼托生弟兄呢，当年呢也都受到那个中华内地会的传教士的影响。
And the brother that we're very familiar with, Watchman Nee, was also heavily influenced by the China Inland Mission from that time.
大使命是这样的重要，以至于在那个四本福音书的结尾，还有使徒行传的开始呢，一共在圣经里描述了五次。
The Great Commission is so important that at the end of each of the Gospel books, as well as at the beginning of the Book of Acts, it has been described 5 times.
那刚才我们读的这一段呢，这一段的经文呢，是出自马太福音，这也是一个大家比较熟悉的一个对大使命的描述。
And the passage that we just read is from the Gospel book of Matthew, and it is also the one that we are very familiar with.
所以呢，我们就借着这几段经文呢，我们就在这里跟大家有一些交通。
And through these verses, I want to have some sharing with brothers and sisters.
啊，我们一节一节的来看哈。
Let's go through these verse by verse.
那主耶稣复活以后呢，就是有在从他上十字架到他复活这段时间呢。他至少有三次告诉门徒说在他复活以后要到加利利去见他。
From when Jesus was crucified to his resurrection, he had told his disciples at least 3 times to go to Galilee to see him.
所以在这里头我们就看到说门徒都听从了主耶稣的命令，他们往加利利去，然后这里说到了耶稣约定的山上。
And we see that the disciples followed his instruction, and therefore we see here that says the disciples went to Galilee to the mountain that Jesus told them to go.
他们是从耶路撒冷起行的，在那个时候呢，到加利利呢，是一个很远、很远、很难的一条路。
They started in Jerusalem, and then at that time, Galilee is a place that is far away, and it was a difficult journey.
从这里我们看出来，主的这些门徒呢，他们是顺服主的。
We see from here that his disciples obeyed him.
而且这样说，他们见了耶稣就拜他。
And it also says that when they saw him, they worshipped him.
这个拜就是敬拜。
And this word here is worship.
就看到说门徒呢，他们接受主的主权。
We see that the disciples accept the Lord's authority.
他们把耶稣放在主的位置上。
Placing Jesus in the position of the Lord.
他们拜他就好像是在说，你是我们的主，我们要敬拜你，你所让我们吩咐我们的，我们一定会去遵守。
And they worship him as to say, Lord, we worship you, and what you have instructed us, we will obey.
所以从这里头我们都能看到说，门徒们都是尊主为大的。
We see from here that the disciples have prioritized and placed Lord Jesus in the first place.
所以呢，我们今天呢，也要有像那个门徒那样的心态来对待主对我们的吩咐。
And therefore today we should have the same attitude towards the instruction from the Lord.
主怎么吩咐，我们就怎么样去行。
How the Lord instructs us is how we should act.
那这里头还有看到说，还有人疑惑。
We see here that some doubted.
那当时还有人疑惑，他们看到复活的主的时候呢，他们心里头呢还有疑惑，信心还软弱。
We see that some, when they saw that Jesus had resurrected, they were doubtful, they had hesitation in their heart.
那我相信今天在我们中间没有相信，没有人还会疑惑说我们的主是从死里复活的主。
I think that among us, we do not doubt Jesus' resurrection.
但是我们是不是还会对主的这个大使命有疑惑？
But do we have any doubts to the Great Commission of the Lord?
那以后我们的教会要不要实行大使命？
Does our church need to act on the Great Commission?
要不要担起这个使命来？
Should we shoulder this mission?
可能还有点疑惑。
Perhaps we still have doubts.
那感谢主啊。
But we thank the Lord.
我们知道说后来这十一个门徒呢都接受了大使命。
We know that these 11 disciples all accepted the Great Commission.
所以今天我们要接受大使命的托付。
So today we must also receive the Great Commission that has been entrusted to us.
下面我们看到说耶稣近前来。
Then we see Jesus came forward. Jesus came up.
这个呢当我们知道说当我们跟人家交谈的时候如果再往靠近一点的话那就说明这个一定是有很重要的话要讲。
We know that when we communicate with each other, if we are drawing closer, if we're stepping forward, that it is because we have something very important to say.
所以这里说耶稣近前来。
So here it says Jesus came up.
就表明这个事情呢对主来说是非常重要的。
It shows that what is about to be said is very important to Jesus.
所以主近前来是想让门徒呢听得清楚听得明白。
So he came up so that the disciples can hear clearly and understand.
所以呢我们希望说今天我们在圣灵的带领下呢也能够把这个大使命呢听得清楚听得明白。
So we hope that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can also hear clearly and understand the Great Commission.
那主对门徒说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
So Jesus says to his disciple, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以在这里头我们清楚地看到说我们的主是万王之王万主之主。
So here we can see clearly that our Lord is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他从死里复活他战胜了死亡。
He resurrected and has overcome death.
所以他可以说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我。
Therefore he can say all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
感谢主啊我们的主是拥有天上地下所有的权柄的。
We thank our Lord that our Lord, our God, is one who has all authorities in heaven and on earth.
那这个就是我们完成大使命的保障。
That is the promise we have to complete the Great Commission.
那接下来这段就是我这边特别有些负担的，就是说接下来他说就是你们要去。
So I have a burden to share this where it says here, go.Therefore, go.
这里这个你们呢，是指的十一个门徒说的吗？当时十一个门徒在他身边。
So, is this said to the 11 disciples who were next to him at the time?
还是指着那个世代的基督徒说的呢？
Or did he say it to the Christians of that generation?
我们知道说，也不全是，应该是说，这里头指的是我们历史以来，历代各族各方的基督徒来讲的。
And it, but not completely. We know that this, he was speaking to all Christians of, from all generations.
也包括在座的我们。
Including all of us sitting here.
我们也要担起主的这个责任来，这
个托付来。We should also shoulder this responsibility.
那我在这里头呢，就想和大家分享一点，就是我这个这句话对我个人的一点带领。
I want to share a little bit the guidance that this verse has for me.
那自从信主以来呢，我对这个大使命呢，就是一直都停留在对这个刚才读的经文的表面的了解上。
Since I believed in Christ, this my understanding of the Great Commission has been limited to understanding it in the text from the Scripture.
好像这个大使命呢，就是跟我没有什么特别的关系。
It's as if this Great Commission doesn't have it's not related to me.
这个执行大使命的这些人呢，都一定是神特别呼召出来的。
Those who act on the Great Commission are especially called out by the Lord.
那我就好像是说我自己对这件事情呢，对大使命这个托付呢，没有负担，也没有能力去做。
I feel that I don't have the burden or the ability to really act on the Great Commission.
Yeah, 那感谢主啊，这几年来，那主呢陆续让我接触到一些跟福音、跟传传有关系的人和事。
So over the past few years, thank the Lord, I've had some opportunities to be in touch with people who preach the gospel, who are related to spreading the gospel.
就是像大家比较熟悉的，我们有 弟兄在尼泊尔宣教，他每年都会到我们的教会来分享神对他的带领。
So some of the brothers that we're more familiar with, like the ones who are preaching missionary work, doing missionary work in Nepal, and they would come back and share with us their experiences.
Yeah, 那他最近也回到纽泽西来。
And recently he will be coming back as well.
那希望如果有机会的话，他还能够到我们中间来分享。
And I hope that given the opportunity, he can also come back to share with us again.
那还有呢，在我们周围的一些别的聚会呢，他们对那个 Patterson 这边的那个穆斯林的社区呢，有福音上的负担。
And we know that we have some communities who have burden for the Muslim community in Patterson.
弟兄姊妹们就定期的到那边去，在穆斯林的社区和他们一起接触，把福音传给他们。
And regularly they would go to the Muslim community to be in touch with people there to preach the gospel to them.
那我们知道说，在这个世界上，犹太人和穆斯林是最难信主的一群人。
We know that in this world, the Jewish people and the Muslim people are those who have the most difficult time believing in the Lord.
在那边的工作的果效是真的是非常的，就是那边的工作非常的艰难。
The work there is very difficult.
那但是那个弟兄姊妹们就是把自己都摆上去。
But brothers and sisters have put themselves forward.
那还有一些呢，就是特别是年轻人，他们在暑假的时候呢，他们会到 Minnesota 的那边的原住民区，就是去传福音。
And we know that some of young people would in the summer go to Minnesota and go to the Aboriginal communities there.
还有别的类似的一些福音的工作呢，在周围一直在进行中。
And we know that there are other works of gospel that are ongoing.
所以当我对这些福音呢，这些宣教有多一些具体的接触的时候呢，特别是看到周围我们认识的弟兄姊妹，他们在这个福音在宣教上的摆上和见证的时候，就是特别的被他们所感动。
And when I have come in touch with people who are specifically doing the work of preaching the gospel, and especially when these are people that we know, I'm very touched.
因为你在平常跟他们跟我们一样，都是一个普通的人，然后定期去聚会，去学习圣经。
Because these are regular people just like us, and they regularly go to church, they regularly study the Bible.
好像也没什么特别的地方。
It's not, there's nothing special about them.
但是当主的爱感动他们的时候，他们把自己摆上去，他们就把在福音的工作上就是这样的投入。
But when the love of God touches them, then they put themselves forward for the work of the gospel.
刚才弟兄报告的时候讲说现在暑假开始了，所以大家都有很多的安排。
Our brother had just said during announcement time that the summer is starting and everybody has a lot of plans.
那我这边有一个就是我有一个朋友，就是算是我们认识很多年的一个信主的家庭。我们走的就是我们比较多的交流吧。
And there's a family also in Christ, and we have a lot of communications. We talk a lot.
一个很普通的家庭。
A very regular family.
弟兄姊妹还有两个孩子，上大学的孩子。
A brother, a sister, and two kids in college.
Yeah, 那现在暑假了。
And now it's the summer.
那哥哥呢，现在暑假的大学放假的时候就去到日本，然后在日本的一个大学向那边的同学传福音。
And the elder brother is now in Japan and at a university in Japan preaching the gospel to the students there.
现在在日本，现在还在日本。
And he's still in Japan.
那弟弟呢，这个月的月底呢，会去台湾去宣教。
And a younger brother is going to Taiwan at the end of this month on a missionary trip.
那妈妈呢，就是下面这个主日，将来这个主日呢，她会去到宾州去一个短宣的营地。
And the mother next Sunday will be going to a camp in Pennsylvania.
那我们这边也有弟兄姊妹也要去那个地方去宣教。
And we also have brothers and sisters who will be going to the same place for mission.
回来之后呢，姊妹会去非洲再做一个短期的宣教工作。
And when she comes back, she will go to Africa for a short-term mission trip.
那整个家庭里头就是爸爸留在家里头。
And then for the whole family, only the father is staying at home.
那这个爸爸好像是留在家里头，没有参与宣教的工作。
And it seems like the father is staying home and not being involved in the work of mission.
可是呢，他在去年被神感动了，他呢就每一周呢，他就烤两只鸭子。
And but the father a few years ago was touched by the Lord. So every week, every other week, he would roast two ducks.
Yeah,
goose, ducks.
对，南京烤鸭。然后呢，他在他们的聚会中呢，就是说他义卖这个鸭子，他叫宣教鸭。
He calls these ducks, those roasted ducks, the missionary ducks, and he would sell the ducks every other week.
Yeah,
and at the beginning, we also went to taste it.
那个本着那个凭爱心说实话的这个原则，我们提出了很多宝贵的意见。
And we gave him a lot of great suggestions in love.
开玩笑。然后呢，但是呢，就是说，52个星期。
So 52 weeks in a year.
他每个星期都烤两只鸭子，然后呢，教会的弟兄姊妹都买了他的鸭子，然后把这个钱放到了他们的那个传教基宣教基金里头去。
So for 52 weeks, every week he would roast two ducks and sell it to brothers and sisters and use the money for the missionary fund.
Yeah. 就举这个例子呢，就是说让我们看到说，其实呢，确实这个大使命是对我们每个人的托付，没有一个人是例外的。
It shows that the Great Commission is for every single one of us, and there is no exception.
不管是弟兄，是姊妹，是年长的，是年幼的。
Whether it's for brother or sister or the elderly or the young people,
我们都不能轻看主对我们的感动，要把自己摆上。
We should not look lightly upon the touch from the Lord and to put ourselves up.
投身在这个福音，投身在宣教的工作里头去。
To put ourselves forward into the work of mission.
因为我们知道说是掌管天地一切的主来差遣我们做这样的工作。
Because we know that the one who is sending us is the Lord who is in charge, who has authority in heaven and on earth.
那下面继续说，就是你们要去，就是这个去。
Then it says the word go.
这个去就不是等。
This word go is not to wait.
那不管是我们教会自己的传福音的工作，还是远方的宣教的工作呢，都一样。
Whether it is the gospel work here at church, or if it is the missionary trips far away, it's the same.
都要走出去。
You have to walk out.
那我们自己有很多的经验，我们有以前有传福音的聚会。
We have a lot of experiences. We used to have gospel meetings.
那福音朋友其实是很难邀请来的。
It's very difficult to invite gospel friends.
那所以我们就要出去，用各种的方法找到他们，接触他们。
So we have to use all kinds of methods to find them, to be connected to them.
在他们中间传福音，把他们带回来。
And to preach the gospel with them and to bring them back in.
那感谢主呢，这历世历代许多传福音的主的儿女呢，他们被主的十字架的爱所激励。
We thank the Lord that throughout the generations, there are many children of God. They have been encouraged and touched by the love of the cross.
他们献上自己到遥远的地方去传福音。
And they offer themselves up to go to faraway places to spread the gospel.
去拯救失丧的灵魂。
To save the lost souls.
他们去的时候呢，就面对着很多的困难和危险。
When they go, they face many difficulties and hardships and dangers.
但是他们靠着主，他们顺服主，他们就去了。
But they rely on the Lord, they obey the Lord, and they went.
他们是带着信心去的。
They went with faith, they went in faith.
那他们把自己都放在祭坛上。
And they offer themselves on the altar.
他们在，他们可以说在大使命的一个托付上满足了父神的心愿。
We can say that in the Lord trusting them with the Great Commission, they've satisfied the Father.
那也成了我们今天的学习的榜样。
And have become models that we follow today.
那我这边呢，再想跟大家分享一个我读到的一个十九世纪宣教士的故事。
I want to share with you a story of a missionary from the 19th century.
一条腿的宣教士。
The one-legged missionary.
这个宣教士这个弟兄的名中文名字他姓曹曹一雄的曹
and this brother his last name in Chinese is 曹
他叫 George
his first name is George
然后他的太太 Grace 也姓曹
and his wife's name is Grace
他是英国来的传教士
he is a missionary from England
那1866年的时候呢，他受那个戴德生的那个内地会的所派到，到中国温州的地方传福音。
So in 1866, he was sent by the China Inland Mission Group of a brother Hudson Taylor to go to 温州。
温州，他是成为那个第一位到温州布道的宣教士。
And he became the first missionary in 温州 who to go to 温州。
当时在戴德生地那戴德生他在在英格兰他在筹办这个内地会的时候呢曹弟兄去应聘
and when brother Hudson Taylor was preparing for the China Inland Mission in England then this brother George went there
那这个弟兄年轻的时候因为那个膝盖受伤呢左脚被截肢了
This brother, when he was young, because he had an injury in his knee, he was amputated.
Yeah. 所以当他去应聘的时候呢，那个，所以大家都很惊讶。所以戴德生弟兄就问他说：“你只有一条腿，那为什么要去想去中国宣教呢？”
So people were very surprised to see him come for the interview because he only had one leg. And brother Hudson Taylor asked him, you only have one leg, why do you want to go on the mission trip to China?
那弟兄就回答说，因为我看到两条腿的人都不去，所以我必须去。
And this brother said, because the two-legged people are all not going, therefore I must go.
Yeah, 那戴弟兄又问他说，戴德生弟兄问他说：“那如果发生暴乱，你的一条腿怎么跑啊
？”And brother Hudson Taylor asked him, "If there is a riot, how will you escape with only one leg?"
那么弟兄的回答就成为后世的一个经典啊。
And brother's response became a classic for generations later.
他说：“我根本就没想过要逃。
”He said, "I never thought that I would escape."
所以弟兄呢，到了温州之后呢，在服侍温州的那边的弟兄姊妹21年。
And when our brother arrived in 温州, he served them for 21 years.
然后中间历经艰辛呢。
And suffered many hardships in between.
那我们也知道那20多年那段时间，中国有很多的就是排教的运动在期间。
And we know that during those 21 years, there were many movements that were anti-Christians at the time.
像我们从天津来的就知道说有那个在天津也发生了那个望海楼事件那样子。
And we know for those of us who are from Tianjin, we also know that there were a lot of movements that were anti-Christian.
但是真的是在主的保守和带领下呢，弟兄和姊妹，后来他那个姊妹呢也是。后来去温州宣教，然后相识结婚的一个传教士。
And we know that this is all under the protection and the guidance of Lord Jesus. And we know that the sister, his wife, also went to 温州 and that is where they met.
呀，主保守他们，他们在那边一直工作了21年后呢，一位弟兄的病就回国了。
And they served the Lord together there for 21 years, and then because of his illness, because of his health, he returned to England.
然后两年之后呢，就被主接走。
And then after 2 years, he passed away.
他走了以后呢，姊妹又回到了温州继续工作了五年。
And then after he passed away, the sister went back to Wenzhou and to continue to serve there for 5 more years.
所以当我们读到这么多，就是说前面我们的宣教士，我们的弟兄姊妹在主上的摆上的时候呢？
Whenever we read about the offering and the sacrifices our brothers and sisters put forward,
那我们要问自己说，我们要不要去？
Then we have to ask ourselves, should we go?
怎么去？
How do we go?
当然我们有知道说有很多的方法，并不是每个人都要去做宣教士。
We know that there are many different ways. Not everyone has to become a missionary.
我们呢也可以在祷告中纪念这些弟兄姊妹。
We can remember these brothers and sisters in our prayers.
也可以在财务上支持他们。
And we can financially support them.
还有就是主这样我看到说宣教不一定要到远方才算是宣教。
And we also know that you don't have to go far away to do missionary work.
那在《使徒行传》第一章第八节，主说
：“In Acts chapter one verse eight, it says，
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
Acts chapter one verse eight says， "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth."
呀，这里头我们就看到说有耶路撒冷，有犹太地，有撒玛利亚和地极。
We see here that there's Jerusalem, there's Judea, there's Samaria, and then there are the remotest parts of the earth.
所以说我们要想说。什么是我们的耶路撒冷
？So we have to think about what is our Jerusalem.
呀，犹太全地。
And Judea.
是 Newark， 是 Harrison， 是 New Jersey， 是美国。
Is it Newark? Is it Harrison? Is it New Jersey? Or is it the United States?
所以我们可以思想说，我们可以去更远的地方，但是我们在我们当地的福音工作，我们也要提到议事日程上来。
So we can think about faraway places, but we should also think about places that are close to us.
在去的这件事情上，我们主耶稣也做了我们的榜样。
And on this matter of go, Lord Jesus has also set an example for us.
那有人说主是第一位宣教士。
Some people say that our Lord is the first missionary.
因为他从天上到地下来传福音给我们听。
Because he has come from heaven to earth to preach the gospel to us.
从天上看，他也是去到地下来。
So from those who are in heaven, it looks he has gone to earth.
那我们前面我们一直在现在在查考，星期五在查考的是约翰福音。
We are studying the Gospel Book of John during Friday Bible study.
那在前两周我们就看到说主和撒玛利亚妇人的故事的时候呢。
A few weeks ago, when we were reading about the Samaritan woman,
那带领的姊妹特别提到说，主必须经过撒玛利亚。
And someone said that the Lord must go through Samaria.
那他去撒玛利亚是要把福音传给那里的人。
Because he went to Samaria so that he can preach the gospel there.
Yeah, 所以我们要学习主，我们也要去。
So we have to learn after the Lord and also go.
那我们可能主给我们每个人的恩赐都不一样。
The gift that God has given each one of us is different.
我们大多数人可能自己都觉得是一千两的恩赐，一千两的恩赐。
Perhaps we feel that we are our talent is worth 1,000 silvers.
那即便是这样的话，我们也不能把这一千两埋在地下。埋在地里面。
But even so, we cannot bury the silvers underground.
所以圣经明确呼召所有的基督徒都要参与大使命的呼召。
The Bible clearly tells all Christians, every Christian, to participate in the Great Commission.
所以呢，我们就要用到我们自己的恩赐也好，能力也好，来完成主交给我们的托付。
So we have to use our talent and our ability to complete the great commission from the Lord.
下面主又就是说，我们要去要万民做主的门徒。
And then the Lord says that we should go and make disciples of all nations.
这里的万民就是我们工作的对象。
And this all nation is the subject of our work.
我们也知道说在很熟悉的一节经文了，就是在约翰福音三章十六节。
There's a very familiar verse for us, which is John chapter 3, verse 16.
大家都会背，神爱世人，神爱世人。
We all know how to memorize this. For God so loved the world.
Yeah, 所以我们要有这样的眼光去看到说神爱所有的人。
So we must have this perspective that God loves all people.
Yeah, 那这样的话我们在福音工作的范围上就会扩大。
And then the scope of our gospel work would expand.
不仅只对讲中文的。
Not only to those who speak Chinese.
还有讲英文的。
And those who speak English.
不仅是就是当地的，还有远方的。
And not only those who are local, but also those who are far away.
那我们就星期五的时候，刚有学习过约翰福音的四章三十五节。
On Friday, we just studied Gospel Book of John, chapter 4, verse 35.
在那里就说，你们岂不说到了收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Do you not say there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, that they are white for harvest.
收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷，到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
Already, he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
从人的角度看，离庄稼熟了还有四个月。
From men's perspective, they are 4 months away from harvest.
但是从信心的眼光看过去就完全不一样。
But when you look at it from the perspective of faith, it's completely different.
庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
The crops is already ripe and ready for harvest.
这里头主说向田举目。
Here the Lord says, lift up your eyes.
就是让我们看在信心里看到禾场的需要。
It is to show us that the need from the field.
那我们平常呢，我们常常的是没有抬头，是低着头看自己。
Oftentimes, we don't lift up our heads. We lower our heads and we look at ourselves.
我们常常只注意自己的需要。
We often only pay attention to our own needs.
为自己计划一切。
We plan everything for ourselves.
那这里头主说要向田举目。
But here, the Lord says, look to the field.
当我们用属灵的眼光看到说庄稼已经熟了的时候，
When we use our spiritual perspective to see that the harvest is ready,
那我们的眼光，我们的心胸就会被扩大起来。
Then our perspective and our heart would be expanded.
那我们祷告的范围也会被扩大起来。
And the scope of our prayer would be expanded.
我们就不仅为着我们教会，自己的教会来祷告，也为着福音的合场来祷告。
Not only do we pray for our church, we also pray for the field of gospel.
所以我们我就特别的觉得说我们的聚会呢要改变心态。
So therefore, I feel our gathering, we need to change our attitude.
我们要扩张我们帐幕之地。
We have to expand our scope.
扩大我们所居住的幔子。
To expand the fields to which we harvest.
放长我们的绳子，得到多国为业。
And to able to lengthen the rope.
Yeah. 那我们继续看到说，我们下面主耶稣在说这个万民做我的门徒，这里的门徒。
So here we also see that the Lord says to make all them my disciples. To make disciples of all nations.
Yeah. 这个门徒呢，就是我们主耶稣让我们做大使命的目标。
And this disciple is the objective.
不只是做信徒，而是要更要做主的门徒。
Not only to be believers, but to be his disciples.
那我们的主呢，也不希望我们的教会都充满了属灵的婴儿在一起聚会。
Our Lord does not want to have a church that is full of only infants to be gathering together.
而是充满了那些成熟的基督徒。
But to have mature Christians.
而且呢，他们能够继续训练其他人成为成熟的门徒。
And they can train others to be mature Christians.
那怎样去实现呢？
So how do we realize that?
那主在这里头给了我们两个步骤。
The Lord has shown us two steps.
第一个呢，就是传福音。
The first is to preach the gospel.
奉这里说奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And here it says to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
就是把人带到信的地步来，接受主耶稣做自己的救主。
And it is to bring people into believing and accepting the Lord as the Savior.
然后教会奉主的名为他们受洗。
And the church in the name of the Lord baptize them.
让他们能归入主的名下。
So that they can be accepted under the name of the Lord.
那有人说过，教会存在的目的就是将人带到基督面前。
People say that the purpose of the church is to bring people to the Lord.
所以传福音是教会第一重要的任务。
So therefore, preaching the gospel is the most important thing for the church.
那主的话也没有就停在这里。
But the Lord's words does not stop here.
那接下来他说。凡我吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And then the Lord says, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
所以呢，我们这里我们看到说，做门徒不光包括了带人信主，也包括了接受主的教训。
So we see here that to be a disciple is not just to bring people to the Lord, but also to observe what the Lord had commanded us.
Yeah, 那个。洗礼是一次性的，教训就是一生的。
The baptism is happens once, but the teaching lasts a lifetime.
那我们可以看到这里头所说的教导不仅是圣经和属灵的知识啊。
We see here that the teaching is not just the knowledge, it's not just the spiritual knowledge from the Bible.
因为主不是说都教训他们，而是说都教训他们遵守。
Because the Lord is not only teaching them, but teaching them to observe.
这里头就包括了教导和示范。
And what is included here is also to practice and to model.
然后让我们能够遵行神的道，持守神的话。
So that we can follow his commandments and can act on his and can practice his teachings.
让我们的生命能够成熟，能够更像我们主耶稣的样式。
So that our life can mature and we can be more like Jesus Christ.
你要效仿他，跟随他和见证他。
So that we can follow him and to model after him. Here it mentions disciple.
那门徒呢？在《使徒行传》有说过，门徒称为基督徒是从安提拉起手。
Here in the Bible, the disciple starts with the church of Antioch.
那我们倒过来看这句话，就是说所有的基督徒都应该是门徒。
So we should then see that all Christians are disciples.
所以呢，大使命也确实是向所有信他的人所托付的。
Therefore, the Great Commission is also entrusted to all those who believe in Him.
那在这里头，主呢要求门徒呢去成为门徒，而且要复制门徒，叫每个信主的人呢自己要成为门徒，而且要去复制门徒。
And the Lord here says that all the believers should become disciples and also to make disciples of others.
这好像是能义姊妹在星期五查经上也有提到过。
And just as our sister had mentioned during our Friday Bible study.
所以呢，所有跟随着主耶稣的人呢，都要成为门徒，然后呢，门徒都要再生门徒。
And it is as so all believers should become disciples, and all disciples should bring about other disciples.
那这样呢，就是说是我们完成大使命最有效的方法。
That is the most effective way for us to accomplish the Great Commission.
前面我们就提到说，刚才有提到说，托付的对象的时候，不单单是十一个门徒，或者是那个世代的门徒。
We mentioned earlier that the disciples are not the subject, the audience for the Great Commission are not just those 11 disciples or the Christians of that generation.
所以感谢主啊，他的计划是全备的。
We thank our Lord that His plan is complete.
他让我们每个人都成为一个成熟的门徒，能够把福音传出去。
He is asking each one of us to become a mature disciple and to spread the gospel.
那从刚才读的这一段经文里头，我们都能看到说，教会的主要的作用都在这里头了。
We see in the verses that we just read that the objective of the church are all here.
我们有敬拜。
We worship.
我们有布道。
We preach.
我们有出信栽培。
We nurture those the young believers.
我们有门徒造就。
We teach the disciples.
然后我们又差遣门徒出去。
And we send the disciples out.
那感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那在最后的一段呢，就是神说，我就常与你们同在。
And then in the last part of the verse, it says, I am with you always.
让我们知道我们的主是以马内利的主。
We know that our God is the God of Emmanuel.
就是神与我们同在。
And that means that God is with us.
那他如今呢，在圣灵在我们中间，主要丰富的与我们同在。
And today, the Holy Spirit is richly with us.
让我们可以得到那个属天的权柄来完成大使命。
So that we can receive the authority from heaven to complete His great commission.
因为有主的同在，他一切的恩典都临在我们身上。
Because we have the presence of the Lord, all kinds of grace come to us.
就是这些我们这些要担起大使命的责任的教会和基督徒的身上。
And it comes to all those of us and the church who are shouldering the Great Commission.
那感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
那我们复活的主呢？这2000多年来一直都与我们同在。
We know that the resurrected Lord over the past 2,000 years have been with us.
与传福音的人同在。
And has been with all those who preach His gospel.
他赐下，他将责任赐下，他也将能力赐下，他也将他的同在赐下。
He has given us the responsibility, but He has also given us the ability and His presence.
的世界的末了。
In the end of the age.
我们知道说就是主再来的时候。
We know that the end of the age is when the Lord will come again.
在马太福音也提到说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And in the Gospel book of Matthew, it also says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come.
那我们知道，我们弟兄姊妹常常在祷告中纪念主，盼望主的再来。
We know that in our prayers we remember the Lord and we look to His coming again.
我们知道说我们的主再来是有条件的。
We know that our Lord's second coming has conditions.
就是让我们的教会装饰整齐。
And that is when the church is prepared.
那装饰整齐是有两个方向，两个方面的。
And there are two parts to being prepared.
一个是在我们灵命里的成长。
One is the maturity of our spiritual life.
那另外一个就是得救人数的增加。
And the other one is the number of believers.
那所以我们要更努力地去传福音。
So we have to work harder to preach the gospel.
抓住主的应许。
To grab onto God's promise.
来完成大使命在我们身上的托付。
To complete the entrusted great commission that He has given us.
好，迎接和催促主的再来。
So that we can welcome and hasten His coming.
信息就听到这里，我们下面有点祷告。
And that's it for our message today. Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把大使命的托付赏赐给每一个属你的儿女。
Lord, you have entrusted the great commission to each one of your child.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
我们知道说我们要完成大使命，不能单靠自己的力量。
Lord, we know that to complete the Great Commission, we cannot rely on our own abilities.
那要靠耶和华的灵，要靠他的恩膏。
We have to rely on the Holy Spirit and the anointment from our Jehovah God.
主啊，就求助你的爱先充满我们。
Lord, may your love first fill us.
让我们能够先爱你。
So that we can first love you.
然后我们也能够去爱人。
And then to love others.
这样我们就有了动力去把福音传给别人。
So then we are motivated to preach the gospel to others.
主啊，我们虽然可能只有五饼，只有二鱼。
Lord, perhaps we only have 5 bread and 2 fish.
主啊，但是当我们在大使命的托付中把它拿出来交在主的手中的时候。
But Lord, in the Great Commission, when we bring these forward and put them in the Lord's hands.
主啊，加上你的能力，加上你的祝福。
With your power and with your blessing.
就能喂饱许多的人。
Then we can preach to many people.
主啊，带领我们的脚中能够成为佳美。
Lord, guide our footsteps.
让我们有力量完成大使命的托付。
So that we have the power to complete your great commission.
让父神的心得满足。
So that the Father's heart can be satisfied.
荣耀归给你。
Glory may be to our Lord.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。